Hi, this is Lillian. I'm with April Love of Holistic Horseworks, and today we're going to talk about colic and what you can do about it.
So it's interesting because I just went and worked on some horses, and two actually were colicking while I was there. And the first gelding, we got out of the colic by the time the vet came. The vet had warned her it was going to be $800 just to come out on a Saturday because the lady's pretty far out in the country. And that's not even with the treatment. You're like $800. Wow. But anyway, so I actually have a YouTube video on the exercises that we did with belly lifts and butt tucks that you should be able to easily find. What I immediately did is I always in my horse kit have doTERRA Digest Zen, DigestZen. It's an essential oil. It tastes kind of like black licorice. And I just pour it in the horse's mouth. I put it in their lip after I let them smell it. And I put it on my hand and I rub it all over their belly, especially you want to be hitting the umbilical cord area because it actually goes up in and it's amazing for helping to relieve the pain of gas because your horse wants to drop and roll because their stomach hurts so much and there's some kind of blockage going on in there. And the haze and the grains are fermenting and creating gas, like how you'd make beer, so you have all that going on in there, and they just want to move it around. But unfortunately, if they drop and roll, when they have that huge gas bloat, they can actually twist an intestine. So the colic surgeries are like 5,000 to 8,000 twisted intestine or whatever's going on in there. And that's if you can get the horse into the vet hospital. A lot of times people can't. So I always say to have the DigestZen on hand, Epsom salt as well. And you can mix up, if you read the side of the Epsom salt box, it says for constipation to put two, I think, tablespoons and 8 ounces of water and drink it down. So salt water by osmosis is going to pull more liquid from the outer lying areas into the stomach and give you more like diarrhea. And that's why when you electrolyte a horse, they'll get diarrhea sometimes, loose stools. So, but that's actually what you want if you have an impaction. You need things to get moving. So they also did a shot of Banamine, which if you have, gotten my Horse 102 book that's on Amazon. It says there's a whole list that should be there because on your fridge or on the tack room wall, if my horse is doing this, this is my list. Because believe me, you go into panic mode and everything just goes right out the door. So usually people grab my Horse 102 book while they're waiting for the vet. Okay, she says to lift the ribs, do the butt tucks, do the digestion, do the warm salt water. So, syringing them with warm salt water in their mouth and trying to get them to swallow is going to help get some fluids in there and get things moving. So, the Banamine that the people did, the owner in the muscle, just helps with that pain. You do not want to give bute to a horse that already has a sour stomach, it just makes it worse. So, you always want to either have the Banamine liquid or the paste on hand that you get from your vet. And I just say, keep this in the fridge at all times. And here's your list of what to do if your horse is colicking. On my YouTube video, it'll show you how you just kind of grab the whole barrel of the horse on one side and lift, kind of like you're rolling a barrel of wine uphill. You just want to kind of gently lift and lift all the ribs till you see the back move a little bit, and then go to the other side and lift those ribs because you can move a blockage around. Or you can move the gas around by slowly just lifting the whole rib cage. You don't have to be back in the belly area, but just lifting that whole side. And we will combine that with the butt tuck. So the belly lift and the butt tuck of the yoga that if you're doing these moves every day, the horse is really used to, can actually move some of that blockage around so that your horse, these horses were trying to just drop. The hind legs were quivering. They're trying to go down. The people were walking them around. It took 2.5 hours, I think, for the vet to come out, and they're just trying to keep the horses going. So they would do a couple circles around the little arena, and then we would do the belly lifts again and the butt tuck. And when you combine them, one person scratching in the girth area and lifting that part of the horse's body, and the butt tuck, the ribs 18, 17, 16, they all expand, and it's like a big internal tuck. So it's another way that you might be able to move the blockage or the gas. Usually they start farting right after that. And that's what this horse had done. Every time he would do that, he would walk off and pass more gas. So I had used up most of my digestion on the first horse, and we were doing all that, and he was getting better. And the second horse that had gone on the trail ride was starting to go down, and she got the same treatment, but I had run out of the digestion oil. So when the vet finally came, the first horse was out of it and trying to eat, and the second horse had to be sedated and tubed and all of that. The owner was still going to draw blood and do blood work on the first horse to see why she had two horses colic in one day. But it's just nice to always have those things on hand. So if you get my Horse 102 Holistic Alternatives on Amazon, it tells you what to do for bleeding, gaping wounds, colic, better hooves, just about everything. People pick it up and say, oh, an hour later, I told the vet that he didn't need to come because the symptoms have gone. So sometimes it can save you a whole bunch of money. And there's a whole list of things in there of what you should have in case you ever have these symptoms. And in summertime, a lot of the horses aren't drinking enough water. So you really want to be monitoring how much water they're drinking, because a colic is an impaction. Something's not moving. Something's locked up in there. I once knew a woman in California who the vets had sent the horse home. They couldn't figure it out. It was still blocked. And she had a warm water wash rack. And she got the garden hose and she put it in the horse's rear end and put the water on really, really low and gave him an enema. So as a last resort, if a vet is not going to come out and help you, they don't want you to do that in case there's any internal tears. But if you're way out in the country, the vet's not going to come. You've been walking them. You've done the Banamine. You've done the warm salt water. You don't have any essential oils. Peppermint might work too, but digestion is really great. There's your last resort is to give the horse a warm water enema to get things moving the other direction. Maybe they ate a piece of plastic or a hay cube wasn't soaked. So you always want to be looking for signs on horses eating and drinking. If a horse won't eat a carrot and they're usually a carrot hog, that's usually when you know something is blocked and not moving as well. And the best thing after that would be soaked hay or green grass in small amounts and no grain for the same day because you've already got something going. I would feed a wet bee pulp mash for 3 or 4 days, really wet with like a teaspoon of salt just to really make sure I got everything cleared out in there. And I would still do the butt tuck and belly lifts a couple times a day. So that's what I would recommend if it was my horse. And if you want any more information like this, my website is holistichorseworks.com. I have a YouTube channel and a Facebook page, Holistic Horseworks. You can find me.